There's definitely an infusion of energy this month to start something new, to go in a new direction, to create something out in the world. Maybe you get a new opportunity or you just have an idea. If you are somebody that's really creative and you're always creating new things and doing new things, this is an amazing month to start something. It just feels like there is really supportive energy around new creations. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Thank you so much for tuning in to this very, very powerful monthly energy update episode. If you are new to the podcast, every month I put out these energy updates. They are the most downloaded episode every month, and this episode will not be an exception. If you love these energy update episodes, be sure to give me a 5-star review wherever you listen and pass this episode along to your friends. Don't forget, I have so many offerings for you in the show notes. You can check out all of my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com. Without further ado, let's dive into this month's energy update episode. Enjoy. Okay, welcome to your February energy update of 2025. Before we dive in, I just want to say that if you have not listened to the 2025 energy update, this is episode 124. I can't recommend that episode enough. That episode has been very widely downloaded. I've had people listen to that episode 2, 3, 4 times. It is so important that you know the 2025 energy update. I mean, more important this year than any year previous to this one, because it is crazy. And it's the foundation, it's like the bedrock of every month that we are going into for 2025. And so it just feels very important that you remember what the themes are and the overall theme. It might not be a bad idea to listen to it every month. And I think a lot of the 2025 themes will bleed into the months this year, especially the theme around intuition, because I'm just feeling like this year it's more important than ever, like than any time in our entire lives, that we are able to connect with our intuition and start to know what it feels like, sounds like, and not only that, but also learn to trust it and take actions that our intuition is guiding us to take. Because it's gonna really, I hate to use this word, but it's gonna hurt if you don't. And I think not only is that like the 2025, one of the 2025 themes, but it's really coming in this month as well. You know, we all have intuitive whispers. And it's funny, I was talking to a client today that is taking my intuition course, which is now called Intuition Beyond. And you can see a link to get on the waitlist for that course in the show notes. I think that I might actually open up that course at the end of this month or sometime this month, because I've had so many people already in 2025 reach out to me asking about the intuition course. So it is now called Intuition and Beyond, and you can, again, get on the waitlist for that in the show notes. And I was talking to a client of mine that is in level 2 of Intuition and Beyond, so pretty advanced. And we were just discussing how before she started taking the intuition courses that I offer at the Transformation School, she would hear little whispers, but then she would write them off. Like, she would have these little thoughts, what she thought they were just thoughts. And then she would ignore it or write it off because she thought, it doesn't make sense, or, well, that's not what I think I'm supposed to do, or that won't happen. And then something happens. It's revealed that she made the wrong decision. And then she realized, oh my God, that was actually intuition. And she told me that part of the reason she signed up for level 1 of Intuition and Beyond when she first started with me at the Transformation School was because she wanted to strengthen her intuition and be able to discern like what are random thoughts versus what is my intuition, because she kind of kept getting burned with not following intuition, but also, you know, was having trouble figuring out like, okay, well, what is intuition versus not intuition? And that's a difficult thing for everyone to discern, and it does take practice, and it does take knowing how to do it in certain skill sets. And that's what I teach in Intuition Beyond. And I'm bringing this up right at the beginning because intuition feels like such a mystery to people, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And when you know how to follow your intuition, your whole life changes. I mean, I can't even describe. It's like intuition is your ultimate confidant, your ultimate guide. It is your true north. It is your inner compass that will never, ever, ever fail you. And it is so, so wildly important in 2025 that you connect with this deep guide, this like wisdom, this inner wisdom within you, because it will never steer you wrong. And this year, it just so happens, like the energy has kicked up and you're going to feel it this month as well, which again is why I'm bringing it up. If you don't follow that intuition, you're going to feel it, man. You are going to feel the burn. So listen to that 2025 energy update, episode 124, and get signed up for my course, Intuition and Beyond. Obviously, listen to this episode because this is really going to help you for the month of February as well. But I just really wanted to preface that like the 2025 energy update, I mean, those themes are going to bleed heavily into every single month, particularly like the main theme, which is WTF energy. This month, there is going to be, again, more kind of WTF moments in the world. And like you'll find yourself saying, what the fuck? Whether it be in your personal life, in the world, or both, you're going to be saying that this month. The energy that I'm feeling this month is Dust Devil, interestingly. And so it's like different from a tornado. I am not a meteorologist, but let me see if I can feel into like what the difference here is. If you think about like a tornado hitting, let's say a city, there's a lot going on versus a dust devil hitting in a desert, like in sort of a barren landscape. And it feels kind of like there's quiet and then there's suddenly a dust devil that spins up. And my assumption is that a lot of dust devils, their momentum and the amount of time that they persist is less than a tornado in general. Could be wrong. Again, not a meteorologist, but let's just make that assumption for the purposes of this description for the month. So there's dust devils coming into our life to sort of shake things up a bit, to stir things up. And as usual, that is ultimately to our benefit, but at some points in time, it may not feel like that. It may feel like, holy shit, there's something really spinning things up here. And that feels really uncomfortable. And that dust devil energy can also contribute to the WTF moments. And also a deep underlying sense of destabilization. I do feel like many of us will feel destabilized this month. So do not be surprised if you feel destabilized. And I mean, even as you're listening to this, if you have a friend right now that's feeling really destabilized, send them this episode because they could use that support. They could use the context of what's going on. The destabilization that occurs within our lives at various times ultimately can be beneficial to us if we know how to work with that destabilizing energy, because it is coming to shake things up and help us transform and change much faster. But with that said, it is unnerving to experience destabilization. This is a month to really move out of self-limiting beliefs and defensive patterns. For instance, something that I'm really feeling around this is like the belief that you won't have enough or that you will make the wrong decisions. These beliefs and fears are what keep us from following our intuition and opening up to curiosity and creation. So a lot of times what stops us from following our inner wisdom, our intuition, is fear and scarcity, is a gripping to what we have, a fear of expanding or doing something different or saying yes to something because we feel like something could go wrong, it's going to be the wrong decision, or we won't have enough. It's like the fear of making the wrong decision or what people will think of you, or scarcity of not having enough. Like a lot of times our intuition is going to take us to an edge and it's going to say, you should make this decision. And then we don't follow that because we are fearful that we won't have what we need if we make that decision. I'm going to say something, and I really want you to hear this statement. If your intuition is leading you to make a decision, it's going to support you in that decision. I can't tell you how many times I have made a big decision following my intuition, and I was terrified to because I thought I wouldn't have enough. But when I took that leap, I had way more on the other side. It's like I started manifesting more. More opportunities were magnetized to me. So many people, I hear like, I can't. I don't have this. I don't have that. I just can't. None of that matters if your intuition is telling you to do something. Like throw all of your can'ts or I shouldn't out the fucking window and trust your intuition, because if your intuition is guiding you to do something, it's going to support you in that decision all the way through. And again, it takes time to believe that, but there's no time like the present, right? To trust your intuition. We want to move out of self-limiting beliefs and defensive patterns this month and move into following our intuition, being curious, and being creative. It's literally those three things: following our intuition, being curious, and being creative. Being curious instead of assuming we know everything, and being creative and experimenting. It's from those three things that we manifest a life beyond our wildest dreams. Again, I talk to so many people that are so stuck, like stuck in a rut, and they tell me they can't experiment with this, they can't try this. Or no, they are not going to do this because it won't work. How do you know? Like, how do you know it won't work? Just because so-and-so did it or because you did it before and it didn't work. Like if your intuition is guiding you to do it now, try it again. You want to really tune into your intuition, curiosity, and creativity this month. There will be some challenges this month, but less for you if you open up to intuition, curiosity, and creativity. If instead you don't trust your intuition and you stay gripping in fear and small thinking, you assume that you know everything and you don't get creative, it's going to be a hard ass month for you. And I mean, I love you. Like, I love you. Seriously, feeling so much love in my heart right now. I'm just being honest. This is just what I'm feeling. Like, if you stay gripping, if you stay small, if you don't try new things, if you don't take the leap, if you don't trust your intuition, if you don't get curious, if you don't experiment and get creative, it's going to be a hard month for you. So how do we move out of constriction into curiosity and creation? You want to change your self-limiting beliefs. You want to regulate your nervous system. You want to do new things and get creative. And you want to learn what your intuition is and how to start to trust your intuition. The dust devil that kicks up this month, these moments or these things that occur in your life or in the collective, are here to help you essentially open up your heart and to soften. To not, again, like this is where not be in your defensive patterns, not make so many assumptions about how you think things are going to go, not being really reactive, but instead just dropping into your body and opening your heart and softening to life, to love, to what's possible moving forward. Let's get into these four themes. That was kind of a broad overview of the undercurrent energy of the month. This month, the themes don't necessarily connect. There's like a lot of themes. So you may want to listen to this episode a few times because there are a lot of angles I'm feeling like to this month. And one angle may resonate with you at the beginning of the month and a different one at the end. So make sure you bookmark this episode and come back to it a few times. So theme number one is crash and burn of what's already broken or not working. This was kind of like a harsh theme that I received, but what I'm feeling about this is if something isn't working and it hasn't been working for a while, it's really not going to work in February. And in addition to that, there's going to be some things around you that aren't working that you're going to suddenly really see that maybe you haven't realized how much they're not working, how much they weren't working previously. Your intuition is going to guide you, whisper to you this month to move in a certain direction. And depending on how in tune you are with your intuition, you may hear that very obviously, very loudly. Maybe you're getting signs, or you may hardly hear that at all if your connection with your intuition is not very strong at this point. Regardless, if you don't listen to your intuition and heed its wisdom, you will feel the repercussions. It will feel very uncomfortable and things will not go well for you. So it's really, really important that you listen to and follow your intuition. the dust devil's going to come and it's going to kind of, I guess, trigger you, stimulate you to move out of defensive patterns and to open your heart and soften, essentially to heal what's been broken. And this is part of the crash and burn of what's already broken. It's like things that maybe you haven't processed, or old traumas or old wounds or things you're worried about, things like that, that you haven't really moved through emotionally, maybe triggered this month. And by the way, I have a amazing course called Trigger Free. And in this course is a process, a 5-step process to help you move through really difficult emotions. Any difficult emotion, anxiety, worry, sadness, anger, any difficult emotion, you will start the 5-step process in this workshop with the emotion. And when you end the process, the emotion will be gone. You will have processed it. The reason I created the trigger-free workshop is because it's hard to know how to do that. It's hard to know how to process. Like when we get triggered or things come up for us or we feel emotional or a WTF moment happens in our life or in the collective and we feel activated and we feel defensive or upset or angry or anxious or scared or whatever it may be, it's hard to know how to move that out and how to quickly change it. And so what people normally do is they just sit with the feeling like all day long. Maybe they work out, maybe they journal, maybe they just rage at everybody, maybe they drink that night. Sometimes those difficult feelings can stay with us all week long. None of that has to happen. If you have this 5-step process, you can move through those feelings immediately. Like you can sit down and in like 35 minutes, those difficult emotions will be gone. So if that appeals to you, if you don't want to suffer, and if you want to move through difficult feelings very, very quickly, I've created a process just for you. It is very, very affordable. You can find that link in the show notes. It is called Trigger Free. That is a great tool, especially for my clients that you already have that, to use this month. And you really want to use it because the thing is that the dust devil that's coming in and like this whole energy of theme number one of crash and burn of what's already broken, it's trying to get you to move out of defensive patterns and to process old wounds so that you can be free from them and so that you can move into expansion and you can move into bigger and better things in your life. That's the goal. And that's the other part of theme number one, is breaking out of old things that aren't working, as well as a building of new foundations and structures. And then the other thing that's really interesting, and I found this also as a bigger theme this month, is structure clarification. So there's going to be something around a clarifying of, okay, how do I do this thing better? Like in this relationship, for instance, what needs to be clarified around who we are to one another? What needs to be clarified around my boundaries? What needs to be clarified within my business? Where does this business or this relationship need to be strengthened? And how can we get clarification to do that in a way that will benefit us all? And that theme of clarification is going to tie into upcoming themes as well. Crash and burn of what's already broken or not working. And that's something that something you want to keep in mind is if something does crash and burn or something is really not working or you have strain within a relationship or within your business or something comes up like that, you want to just think about versus like trying to immediately fix it and make it go back to how it was. You want to think to yourself, okay, what was not working here in the first place and how can I improve it and make it something better than it was before? And again, the crash and burn of what's already broken, the energy of kind of like crash and burn of the scorch of, I guess, that fire is going to be more intense the less you follow your intuition. So if you're not following your intuition, if you're not following your heart's wisdom, you're going to feel more of the burn from theme number one. If you are, you're going to move through it a lot faster, especially if you have tools like trigger-free and if you know how to follow your intuition, because your intuition is your ultimate guidance system. And it's going to give you step by step by step all of the way through, which is going to help you find that clarification and rebuild and everything. It has everything that you need. So really, again, tune into your intuition. Okay, so let's take a big deep breath into theme number one, breathing in through your nose and a slow exhale out of your mouth. Theme number two is truth and clarification in unveiling. So as part of theme number two, you are going to have some truth revealed and some clarification around a problem that you've been facing or an area that you've been stuck in or an emotion that you've been feeling. You're just going to have clarity, like an aha moment, or a truth will be revealed. And by that, I mean maybe something in a relationship will be revealed that you didn't realize was going on, or even like a realization around like, oh, this isn't working. But you're just going to have more clarification around certain things in your life, clarification in your business. I'm really feeling like for a lot of people, this will be some creative project or business clarification or like next steps forward of, okay, I'm going to kind of reorienting here, but now I'm getting clarification about how to move forward. So it feels like a very clarifying month, and that's good. Clarification is great. So just be open to that. Be open to receiving truths and clarification. And again, this might also be out in the world where maybe there's some like disclosure on more of like the world stage or just the truths revealed in a new way. So I feel like this is a month for clarification and truths revealed and probably some guidance for our next steps forward, especially if you are in tune with your intuition. Let's take a slow, deep breath into theme number two and a slow exhale. Theme number three is life desires creation. So theme number three is really about bringing forth some new life to something. Maybe for you, this is like literally having a baby or getting a new pet. A business idea finally coming to life, or you getting like a sudden insight into something. But there's definitely a infusion of energy this month to start something new, to go in a new direction, to create something out in the world. Maybe you get a new opportunity, or you just have an idea. If you are somebody that's really creative and you're always creating new things and doing new things, this is an amazing month to start something. It just feels like there is really supportive energy around new creations. There is really, really supportive energy around new creations. So anything that you are feeling inspired to create, do not wait. Start it this month. Now for theme number three to apply to you of this new creation, you know, life desires creation. For this to happen, you must first get into alignment. What does that mean? When we are in alignment, what that means is that we are following our intuition, because our intuition guides us to what our most authentic self desires and always leads us into greater expansion. Greater expansion means a more abundant life, more of the things we want to manifest, bigger, better things, and less suffering. Like that is what our intuition will guide us into. If you are out of alignment, what that means is that you are not tuning into who you really are and what you really want. You're not listening to your desires. You're not following your intuition, maybe not even checking in with your intuition. Instead, you are acting from your own self-imposed rules. You are doing what you think you should be doing. You are asking everybody else what you should do. Yeah, that's when you're really out of alignment. And signs of being out of alignment are being really fatigued, being tired, being resentful. Like resentful is huge. If you feel resentful in any area of your life, then you're most likely out of alignment in some way. And again, I say that with like love and no judgment. We've all felt resentful, but it's a good signpost to just sort of stop and reflect and say like, why am I resentful? Where am I maybe out of alignment here? And this month, if you're out of alignment, you're going to feel that even more, and you're not going to experience this really yummy theme of new life and creation. So in order to get back into alignment, you want to follow your intuition, listen to your intuition, and you want to ask yourself, like, what do I really want? What do I really, really want? And who am I really? And here's the thing, like, even if you don't feel like you have a beat on what you really want or who you even are, your intuition will guide you to those things. I mean, it's like the biggest hack to the life that you've always wanted. Even if you don't realize it's what you're wanting, your intuition will guide you there. Your intuition knows what you don't. what you're not seeing or realizing. Because your intuition is picking up on subtle cues, energy. It's picking up on so much more information than just your thinking mind can. So your intuition is what leads you to a life beyond what you can imagine. Your intuition is expanding you always. So when you trust yourself and your intuition, when you listen, you come into alignment with amazing manifestations. And for you, this month will lead you to the start of something, to new beginnings, life bringing forth some sort of new creation in your life. Now, I say like life bringing forth, you will have to take action most likely to see that new creation come into fruition. So this is not like a month of just sitting around and doing nothing. If you feel inspired, if you have a new idea drop in, if you have like that clarification around next steps forward that came in theme number 1 and 2, then theme number 3 is really where you move forward with that new life and creation. And the energy this month is really, really, really going to support that new life and creation. In fact, the dust devil energy that comes around and kind of maybe triggers you and stirs things up, what's happening there is it is disrupting you and your patterns. It's moving out defense mechanisms and self-limiting beliefs. And as long as you can shake those off and like move through the process of processing them and identifying like, okay, what needs to change here? How can I get back into alignment? Maybe you're using trigger-free to move through those difficult emotions. Then the dust devil energy is actually going to help you because there's a spinning energy of momentum that is going to support you in your creation of something new. And it's going to speed up the not only the creation process, but what may even come into fruition as a result of that creation. And maybe, you know, at first it's just like the seeds of what is about to sprout from that creation. But I do feel like there's going to be some sort of immediate feedback in terms of life giving you what you want to manifest about those creations. It's kind of like sometimes when we do something new, we'll get signs from the universe. Maybe it'll be the sign in terms of like a synchronicity. Like for instance, let me give you a very tangible example here. In the last 6 weeks, I have had countless people reach out to me and want to talk to me about intuition. And it's been just one synchronicity after the next. Some many times a day, I will have people reaching out to me about wanting to take the intuition course, or people just like old acquaintances or friends wanting to reach out and talk about intuition. And so this is a sign for me to essentially like open up my course Intuition and Beyond again, because I'm seeing that it's something that's really, really needed right now. And it's something that I can provide for people. And so then when I'm thinking about, okay, I'm going to put this out into the world, I'm going to create this, then all of a sudden I'm getting even more people reaching out to me. And it's like when we start to create something or put something out into the world, we will sometimes get signs or synchronicities of people kind of affirming that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're saying this to me because I'm doing da, 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 da. So when you start to see signs like that and all these coincidences, that is the universe giving you a nod. So that's what I'm feeling like the dust devil energy is all about here this month. It's kind of like if you're on the right track, you're going to get kind of some sort of confirmation from the universe. For you, that may be like a full-on manifestation, or it may just be like little signs or breadcrumbs from the universe saying like, yes, this is correct for you. Keep going in this direction. So theme number 3, life desires creation, new beginnings. There's a really supportive energy here for you to create something. But again, just huge caveat here, theme number 3 will not happen for you if you are not in alignment with your intuition. If you're stuck in a rut resisting growth and expansion, you will not feel this beautiful energy of new creation. Let's take a big deep breath into that, breathing in through your nose and a slow exhale out of your mouth. Theme number 4 is shift into safety and containment. Okay, let's talk about what containment is. So containment is a word for creating a container for yourself and your energy so that you feel safe. So you want to create a container for yourself this month, and that container is going to make you feel safe with everything that is going on in your body as well as in the world. This month, there's going to be an increase in polarization and very polarizing, triggering energy out in the world, and there's going to be more WTF moments. And also that dust devil energy is going to be spinning you up and trying to break you away from your defense mechanisms and from the things that you're using to guard your heart and to resist your soul's calling and to resist your intuition. Like, this dust devil energy is going to come around and try and shake you out of that, try to free you from that stagnation or get you back into alignment. And so beyond just the need to follow your intuition and get back into alignment and to process, like we've already talked about in the previous themes, you also want to really just drop in and listen to yourself and your body and give it what it needs. Like, your nervous system's going to be more triggered. There's going to be a propensity towards not feeling safe in your body, maybe even not feeling safe in the world, in your life. And so you really want to pause and just ask yourself, like, what you need. If you know how to practice nervous system regulation, you want to use those tools. You want to do whatever it is that you can to feel safer in your body and create that sense of safety and containment that you can relax in. I also feel like something that would be really helpful is to give yourself blocks of time where you are free from noise and stimulation. It's because the energy of 2025 is so much faster and rapid and random, like very, very, it feels very, very random. It's more disrupting to your system. So maybe like last summer, you could be on your phone for like 3 hours. And maybe you're like a little dysregulated and kind of distracted after that. But overall, like, you're still functioning. Versus now that the energy is totally different. If you sit there on your phone for 3 hours, you're going to get off and you're going to feel anxious. And you're going to feel way more distracted than you would have last summer. And that is because of the rapid, random, chaotic, polarizing energy in the world that is only increasing. So you have to practice more discernment and discretion and give yourself blocks of time away from noise and I kind of want to just say distraction. Like, give yourself time away from sources that create distraction for you. Like, for me personally, I've actually started putting my phone in the other room for a few hours at a time during the day so that I don't get tempted to pick up my phone. Because the thing is like, the more dysregulating the world is and the more polarizing the world is, the more tempted we are to stay hooked on our phones. And it's not like I'm saying phones are evil, okay? Like, the energy is neither good nor bad, but practice tuning into what your body needs and just experiment with taking time away from your phone. That's what I would suggest here for theme number 4, to shift into safety and containment and to help you just feel safer in your life and in your body this month. And then, of course, ultimately, the way to really leverage the month is to get back into alignment, to process where you need to soften and to open, to feel your emotions. And of course, like, the big thing is to follow your intuition, because yeah, that's where like the juicy kind of new creation is going to blossom, through following your intuition. Okay, so let's take a big deep breath into that. Now, before I go back and just wrap up all of the themes this month and set you on your way to use this month as a tremendous source of personal transformation and expansion, I want to just remind you, if you feel like somebody in your life would benefit from this episode, please just pause right now and pass it along to them. If you are feeling the name of somebody just pop in onto your heart, into your mind, again, that is your intuition. Trust your intuition. Here's the perfect opportunity. Trust your intuition and send it to them, because you have no idea what people are going through and no idea how this episode could help them. All right, so let's recap this month. This month is going to shake you up a little bit. It's going to help you to move out of defense mechanisms and patterns. It's going to stimulate unprocessed emotions. It's going to show you also what hasn't been working so that you can find a better structure and clarification and a better way forward. You want to focus on following your intuition, moving into a state of curiosity this month, instead of when that dust devil comes and things get triggering or all mixed up for you, or you do feel reactive, or something happens out in the world that you feel like is a kind of a WTF moment, you want to just get really curious about it versus going to this immediate assumption that things are fucked, or, you know, nothing's going to work, or just kind of going to that default like negativity bias. Instead, go to curiosity. And then you want to move into a sense of aliveness and creation. But the thing is we can't reach creation if we don't do the work of processing and following our intuition. So that is kind of like the underlying theme of the month, as well as like this dust devil energy. And then theme number one is crash and burn of what's already broken or what is not working. So looking at what is crashing and burning, even if it's not something out in the world, but it's just something inside of you. I'm really getting a lot around like defense mechanisms. So, and hopefully you know what I mean by a defensive pattern or a defense mechanism. It's like, you know, let's say that you at work, you were really mistreated several years ago. And now when you go into work, you don't feel like your heart is open. You feel really guarded. You feel defensive. That is not going to lead you to a very thriving life full of expansion. It is not going to give you a sense of joy to go into work every single day feeling defensive. So the dust devil is going to come in and it's going to try and break that defensive pattern down for you so that you can move out of suffering in your life, out of mediocrity, out of like stuck in a rut energy into something even better and something more joyful and expansive. Now, when that happens, that's not to say like if you are in a work environment where people are unkind to you, that you should just open your heart and be really soft and open and vulnerable and let all of those people hurt you. In fact, what may happen is you may realize like, you know what, I don't like going to work feeling really defensive and closed off and shut down, but I also don't feel safe in my current work environment to be really open. So I'm going to ask my intuition what to do in this circumstance. And I'm going to have my intuition guide me to my next steps forward, but I'm going to make a commitment to move out of this closed down defensive energy because I want my heart open and I want to feel a lot of joy and I want to thrive in my life moving forward. So that's kind of an example of how to use theme number one of crash and burn of what's already broken or not working and how you can start to use your intuition to get clarification about a better way forward. Theme number two is truth and clarification and unveiling. So this is where something in your life is going to be really clarified, maybe how to do something, a new project, a way forward, a change you're making in your life or a change you're making in relationships or even those defensive patterns. Something is going to be revealed. Truth. This is a really, really clarifying month, especially for how to move forward with certain creations. I'm really, really feeling it around creations, whether it be like work or just something you're doing like as a hobby or something that you're creating in the world, but whatever, just clarification around creations. Theme number three is life desires creation. So this is an energy that's really coming in that is supporting new creations and new beginnings around something. So that's definitely an energy that you want to harness, especially if you're a very creative person. And then theme number four is shift into safety and containment. So this is where you want to practice discernment. You want to have good boundaries. You want to take care of yourself, your body, and your nervous system. You want to use processing tools. If you want to use mine, of course, you can use trigger-free, which again is in the show notes. And you, with all four of these themes, again, with like theme number four, this is where you can really tune into your intuition and be like, what do I need to feel safe? And let your intuition guide you into that sense of safety and containment. Again, I have so many courses to support you. If you check out thetransformationschool.com, I am probably going to be opening up enrollment for my intuition course called Intuition and Beyond very, very soon. Be sure to get on the waitlist for that. It is very small, because it is a live, very intimate course where I work with you to help you know what your intuition feels like and sounds like and help you grow your trust with your intuition. It's the best intuition course out there. I took a lot of intuition courses. I read books on intuition, etc. This one is so supportive. If you really want to change your life by strengthening your intuition, this is the course. So be sure to get signed up for that in the show notes. And just remember, I have so many other free podcast episodes that can also support you this month. Bookmark this episode. Again, as I said, certain themes may have resonated with you now, but towards the end of the month, maybe different themes. And just be open. Like this month, the exciting thing about this month is the new creation. Like the new creation aspect of this month can be so exciting and energizing. I mean, I feel like it's like a month of just an explosion of amazing creations, like all over the world. But yes, it's going to require a little bit of work and to make sure that you're in alignment to really feel that energizing creation energy. But you can do it. I know that you can. I know that you can harness this energy and follow your intuition, which will lead you into this beautiful expansion and new creation. So, my friend, take a big breath in through your nose, a big sigh out. Let a smile come to your face. Say to yourself, I've got this. I can trust my intuition. It will show me my next steps forward. And step forth into a very, very powerful month of personal transformation, expansion, clarification, and new creations.